Welcome to 1-800 God's Love. I'm your host, Lamika Odoms. Thanks for joining me.
Happy Saturday, everyone. So the episode title is I'm in Love. And I just basically want to share with you where I am at in my life right now, what I have going on, and how I realized that that is what this was. So I had just got off the phone having a conversation with someone, and we always talk for hours and hours and hours at a time. But anyways, I remember when I got off the phone, I remember saying to myself that I wonder, am I starting to bore this individual or anybody? Because I noticed that when I get to talking about somebody, when I get to talking to someone, I realize that the conversation end up, but the conversation leads to him. I'm talking about him all the time. So I was questioning, I wonder, am I starting to bore the person that I had just got off the phone with? Because I'm always talking about this man. And God said, what do women do when they find themselves always talking about a man? Every time you turn around, they're talking about him or what he doing or what they've done or doing together, what he has done. He said, most of the time, they're in love. And I thought about it and I was like, oh my goodness, you know what? You are right. I'm in love. So years ago, the girl that I call my spiritual mentor, I was in a season in my life and I remember her telling me that love is not complicated. And at that time, she said it and it went over my head because I was experiencing a breakup and I was going through something. And I remember her telling me, she was like, take 60 days. Don't talk to him. Don't see him. Matter of fact, block his number. So that way you won't get no text messages, no phone calls. That way you won't be tempted to reply. If you do text, she told me to take 60 days. And she said, after 60 days, see how you feel. Well, of course, I ignored what she said. I didn't take the 60 days. But she told me in that season, she was like, love is not supposed to be complicated. Love is not complicated. I didn't know what she meant. So what I thought love was, I thought love was being manipulated, guilt-tripped, is what I thought love was in the past. I thought that I had to prove that I was worthy of a man's love. And now, I want to be clear. During the time that I was being manipulated, during the time that I was being guilt-tripped, I did not know that that's what was happening. During the time that I was being emotionally abused, I did not know that that is what was happening. It wasn't until I started to work on my internal healing and I got into therapy that I was able to start understanding and recognizing what manipulation was, what guilt tripping was, what gaslighting was, what emotional abuse was. Now, I didn't know those things at the time. So being in relationships and being exposed to those things and those things was happening, I didn't know that that's what those things was, but that's what I seen as love. I thought that I had to prove that I was worthy of receiving a man's love. And this all goes back to the things that I've experienced in my past trauma wise that I didn't receive help or heal. I didn't heal from. I didn't start therapy until a couple of years ago. I think I started therapy when my son was a senior in high school. And when I started therapy, the goal for me to start therapy was to deal with things that happened to me whenever I was a child and to try to figure out how I was going to navigate life because my son was in his last year of school and I was getting ready to be an empty nester where, yes, I'm going to always be a mother, but at the same time, my mother role and title is going to be different because I'm getting ready to be an empty nester, meaning both of my sons would no longer be in the home. So I wanted to get into therapy and I also realized that God was showing me that a lot of my decision making when it came to men was connected to the things that I had experienced and went through as a child that I never dealt with. I never got counseling for. So that's what I thought love was. The things that I was, I've been in two relationships in my lifetime. I'm 40. I've been in two relationships in my lifetime. And both of those relationships, I just expressed the things that I was experiencing in those relationships, but not knowing one of those relationships, the individual was using the Bible, God's word, to manipulate me because he knew how I was in God's word and how I read and meditated on God's word. But see, I didn't see that back then because I looked at him as a godly man and me being a godly woman. I didn't realize that that's what he was actually doing. It wasn't until the Holy Spirit revealed to me that, you know, this God didn't create man to treat you the way that you're being treated. This is not what why God created man. Now, I want to define what love is. So according to the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8 out of the New Living Translation, it says that love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoice whenever truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses hope. Love never loses faith. Love never loses faith. Love is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. So I'm going to read that again because I messed up at the end. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoice whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. And that's New Living Translation. Now, back to me being in love. This man is my best friend. When I sit back and think about every female in my past that I called my best friend and realized out of each one of them, I didn't share everything with them like I do with this man. I mean, when we talk about our best friend, we talk about the one we tell everything to. They know our secrets, the one that we feel like we can trust no matter what, the one that we can call on, they're going to be right there. I realized that this man knows things about me that even those who I previously called my best friend don't know. I've did some terrible things in my past. And if some of you knew what they were, you'd probably be like, how could you? Or I would have never did this or did that. You know how we get. However, at the end of the day, the truth be told, you don't know what you would do until you end up in the situation. This man makes time for me. He makes himself available for me, available to me. Anytime I need this man, I call him and he's there. He's honest. Even if he knows it's going to hurt my feelings or it's going to hurt me, he's honest. He tells me the truth regardless. He's intentional. He's intentional. He's intentional when it comes to his behavior. He intentionally pursues me no matter what I do. He continuously pursues me. I talk about my flaws. I point them out. I've even questioned why me? Like, why me? Flaws and all, he accepts my authentic self. He sees my flaws. He sees and knows my weaknesses. Everything he knows about me, and he still loves me. I don't have to prove anything to this man. He holds me accountable. And when he corrects me, it's with love. Because I am not always right. Even though I may like to think that I am not always right. But whenever he corrects me, it's out of love. This man encourages me. He encourages me to embrace my natural beauty. He's not caught up in all the makeup. Matter of fact, he would prefer to see me in my natural beauty. I've recently started praying that I want to see myself the way that he sees me. I want to see what he sees when he look at me. When he look into my eyes, when he look at me, I want to see what he sees. I can be vulnerable with this man. I'm learning there's nothing I can do that will separate me from him or his love for me. He gives me what I need, not always what I want, but sometimes he gives me what I want. And if he doesn't, I respect that. I respect that even if I don't get what I want from him, I respect it. Every day this man chooses me. Every day this man chooses me. He protects me. He guides me. He leads me. He tells me he's proud of me. He encourages me and he pushes me. On my ugly days, he's there just like he is on my pretty days. I used to hear people say, or I've heard, not used to, I've heard people say he's the lover of my soul. I've experienced a lot of things in life. I've been through a lot of things in life. What I thought was love, and I realized it wasn't. All because of me getting in the Word of God and studying the Word of God, knowing what love looks like, knowing what love is. But I've come to realize I am in love with this man. He is the lover of my soul. I talk about this man all the time. I've even found myself not even wanting to go out and do anything, but instead wanting to stay and be around this man and wanting to stay and just talk to this man, just be in this man's presence and spend time with this man instead of going out and doing things, wanting to learn more about this man, wanting to just be with this man. And I know y'all all wondering, okay, she's in love. Yeah, she don't say all this, but who is she in love with? I know y'all want me to reveal to you who this man is. And I will, but I just want you to understand that me being 40 and being in two serious relationships out of the 40 years that I've been in this world, one even I was willing to take his last name because I've been married before. Some of you may not know, so I've been married before. But what I am experiencing now, nothing compares to the previous two relationships. What I am walking with now, what I am in, what I am experiencing, what I am enjoying, none of this compares to the previous two relationships. What I thought love was, what I thought love was supposed to look like, I was wrong. And I'm so grateful to be able to be in a place in my life right now to where I can experience this love. I now know what it looks like. I now know what it feels like. I now know what true love is. When someone say they love you, I now know what it's supposed to look like, how I'm supposed to see it, how a person that says they love you is supposed to treat you. So, the person I am in love with is God. He is the lover of my soul. I can't even express how I didn't even realize this. I mean, I get invited to do a lot of things. My family always having stuff. People reach out to me, wanting to invite me to do things. And while when they invite me, it sounds like it's gonna be fun. It sounds like it's gonna be nice. Sometimes, and I may make plans to even attend these events or these activities. But then, as the day approaches, for whatever reason, how I was feeling when I first heard about it, when the day actually arrives, I realize it's not something that I want to do. I would rather spend time with God, if that whatever that looks like. It may be worshiping, it may be reading His word, it may be listening to a sermon, or it may be just sitting in His presence in quietness, no noise, no TV on, no music, worship music playing, not listening to no sermon or anything, just sitting in the presence of God. I'm finding myself wanting to spend more and more time with God than ever before. And as I was thinking to myself, when I got off the phone that day, I was like, I wonder, am I starting to bore this person? Because I realized that I talk about God a lot. And even though the conversation, whenever the conversation starts, it may not even start off with God. I realize that while I'm talking, God ends up coming up in the conversation. I'm talking about God a lot. Things is happening. My discernment has been heightened. I'm starting to notice little things. I'm starting to see God in little things and not just big things. And many people think when you go to God, he don't want to be bothered with the little things. It's just the big things. I don't know why people think that, but people think, you know, don't go to God with little prayers, just the big things. I go to God about everything. The Bible tells us to acknowledge him in all our ways and he would direct our path. I was telling the bonus kid the other day that when I'm going somewhere or I pull in a parking lot, I ask God to give me a favor to find a parking space. People may think that that's small, but I ask him to give me favor to find a parking space. And I ride around and end up, somebody is pulling out. Or a parking space I see that's closer to the building that I'm going in. Like things like that where people may find it small. I ask God to give me favor when it comes to a parking space. I don't just ask God for the things that seem impossible to man. I ask him for things that people may seem as small. He is the lover of my soul. And even whenever I am being corrected about something, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad whenever he corrects me. I don't feel bad whenever, and I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect, but even whenever he corrects me, it's still out of love. Regardless of what I've done, he still loves me. And the thing about God is he doesn't change. The way he was yesterday, he's today, he will be tomorrow. He is the same God. And his word is truth. It's living water. I've heard people say the Bible is the only book that'll read you back. And that's true. You read it and it reads you. And I truly believe that. I stand on the word of God. I've had people to question me about things in life. And when they question me about it, I ask them, what does the Bible say about what you just asked me? Many times they don't know, but I let them know that when they come to me and ask me something pertaining to anything in life, I live by biblical principles. Therefore, if I live by biblical principles, if what you're asking me and it goes against what the word of God says, then no, I don't agree with it. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter if you're my parent. If what you're telling me goes against the word of God, then I don't agree with it. Because I read the Bible. The Bible is what they call a map for our lives. So I live by biblical principles. I don't live by worldly principles. I live by biblical principles. So regardless of who you are, if what you're telling me goes against the word of God, then don't expect me to be in agreement with what you're telling me because it goes against the word of God. But I just wanted you all to know that I realized that I am in love with God. He's the lover of my soul. And I encourage every one of you to take your relationship with God to another level. Don't just stay on the same level. Take it to another level. I realized mine was on another level when I realized that it was things that I used to want to do. Then now that I don't want to do no more, I'd rather spend time with God than do the things that I used to want to do. I'm learning that my appetite has changed. I probably said this before, but my appetite has changed. My interest has changed. I've outgrown people. But I am in a good place in life right now. I really am. I embrace the people that he is bringing in my life. I let go of the people that he's removing out of my life. I no longer care what people think about me, what people say about me. None of that bothers me anymore. Before I used to be like, if I don't show up, I wonder what they're going to think or what they're going to say. Or if I do this or I do that, I wonder how they go. None of that concerns me anymore. None of that concerns me anymore. What I am learning is when God tells me to do something and I be obedient, I know it's a purpose behind it. It is. Regardless if he reveal it right after I be obedient or regardless if he reveals it 6 months down the road, it doesn't matter because I trust God. I trust God more than I trust myself. I trust God more than I trust my parents, my earthly parents. I trust God. My earthly parents cannot tell me what's going to happen tomorrow. My earthly parents are not in tomorrow. God is. God knows my beginning from the end. Even though I may be in chapter 5 of my life, God already knows what chapter 25 looks like. He already knows what's going to happen in chapter 25 in my life. He is an amazing God, and I am in love with him, and I'm proud to say it. I don't care who knows that he's an amazing God. If God tells me to do something, I'm going to be obedient. I do not care what nobody else think. I don't care how nobody else is going to feel about it. That's between them and God. And I know they may take it personal. But hey, at the end of the day, when God tell me to do something, it's my job to be obedient. It's my job to be obedient regardless of how that other individual feel about what God told me to do. You don't have to respect it, but know that I'm gonna be obedient to God regardless. And you can say what you want to say, but at the end of the day, He's my Heavenly Father. At the end of the day, I'm not gonna let anyone interfere with me entering the gates of heaven. I want to stand before my Father and hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's what I want to hear. So, whatever I have to do here on earth, whoever has to, I have to walk away from here on earth. That's what I'm gonna do because my goal is to hear that when this earthly body passes away. My goal is to hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." My goal is to be able to be in heaven with my heavenly Father. So yeah, I am in love. I'm gonna pray, and I pray you all enjoy your weekend. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. I thank you for the opportunity to be used by you. I thank you that I am chosen. I thank you that I am your vessel. I thank you that I am the apple of your eye. I thank you that I am your favorite. I thank you, Lord, that there's nothing I could ever do that would ever separate me from your love. Father God, I thank you for continuing to reveal things to me. I thank you, Lord, for the spiritual gifts that you've placed inside of me that I wasn't even aware of, that you've just revealed to me this year, Father God. And I, like I told you before, some of it is scary. Some of it has been scary. But at the end of the day, God, I want to know these things. I want to be able to be aware of all spiritual gifts you placed inside of me, not just the ones that I was aware of years ago, but even the ones that I'm not aware of. God, I thank you for those that you are removing from my life. I thank you for those that you're bringing in my life. You're very strategic when you do things, and I thank you for that. I thank you, Father God, that you've shown me what being in love looks like, what being loved looks like, what it feels like. I thank you, Father God, for healing. I thank you, Father God, for healing, for the internal healing. Most, I know a lot of times we want to focus on our outward appearance, get on a diet to start losing weight or start working out to get toned and get fit. We have physical goals. But God, I thank you that me getting in shape and me getting physically fit, me getting fit didn't start with the external. I thank you, Father God, that it started with the internal. I thank you, Father God, that we dug up all of those things that was rooted, the things that happened to me from the time that I was 7 all the way up until the time that I was in my mid-30s, the things, the traumas that I experienced. Lord, I thank you that we dug up those roots. I thank you, Lord, that those was brought up, that all that baggage was unpacked, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that I had enough sense to know that even though I am a therapist, therapist needs therapists too. I thank you, Father God, for continuing to walk with me, continue to talk with me, continue to reveal things to me, continue to lead me, continue to guide me. Father God, I pray over every listener, Father God. I even pray over the ones that only decided to click on this episode and listen to it because they wanted to find out who I was in love with. I pray over those as well, Lord. Even though they may not even got on here to want to be able to listen to your word and what you have given me to speak, but they want to get on here in order to hear who I'm in love with. I pray for those as well, Father God, because that's very important too, Lord. They need to know that you and your word is way more important in who I'm in love with. especially if they didn't realize that it was going to be you by the time they got to the end of the message. If they didn't realize that by the time they got to the end that I was talking about you, Lord, they was expecting me to say a man out here on this earth. Lord, I lift them up to you, Father God. I pray, Lord, that your listeners would get in your word. I pray that they would get in your presence. I pray, Father God, that they would be mindful that you is all they would ever need. While you will place individuals in our life to help us along the way, because you don't want us to do life alone, but I pray most important that they will put you at the forefront. I pray most important that you will be to the center of their lives. I pray most importantly that they will seek the kingdom first, not seeking people, not seeking materialistic things, not seeking money, not seeking habits, but I pray that they would seek the kingdom first. Father God, I pray over those that are addicted to things that are not of you. I pray over those that are addicted to things that are not of you. Father God, I pray over those that are battling with addictions, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, whether it's pornography. Lord, I pray over those individuals as well. Father God, I pray over those that are battling with the demons that resonates in them, Father God, that they don't even know how to deal with. Lord, I pray that you strategically place individuals in their lives that can help them. I pray for those, Lord, that needs therapy and refuses to go because of thinking if you go to therapy, you're crazy, or I ain't going to no therapist to share my business. Father God, I pray over them. I pray over those that the enemy is distracting. I pray over those that are believing the lie of the enemy versus believing your truth. Father God, I ask that you would continue to do what only you can in and through me. I pray that every time I come in contact with your children, Lord, that they don't see me, the flesh, but they see the Spirit of God in me. I pray, Father God, that you would continue to use me. I pray, Father God, that you could continue to do what only you can do in and through me. I bless every individual that listens to this. I pray that you make their ears sensitive enough to hear you, make their hearts sensitive enough to receive you, and make their eyes sensitive enough to see the things that you're trying to reveal to them and show them. Lord, I love you and I thank you. All these things I ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.